producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
White Mads is our guest, former NSA official. Great mind on every angle here to give us his commentary and analysis. We're going to go to Eddie, Lona, Daniel, Sean, Charlie, folks that have been holding patiently. We're going to start going to you right now. Then we're going to get into a new report on the fact that now it's incubating up to 41 days in the body, 70 in the testicles. I mean, this is bad. Because then they can just spread, and you don't know they got it, folks. This is a nightmare scenario, how long this stuff lives. Eddie in New York, you had a point earlier, but we went to break. So restate what you were saying and get Wayne Madsen's take on it.
Yes, sir. No, I was just saying is that they have set up so many nails in place to drop the hammer that they have all these failed states set up, such as Russia, crisis in Ukraine, ISIS, Ebola, and to actually know where they're going to drop the hammer is kind of hard to say. But they have all these nails set up in place, so this way, if one fails, they can drop it on this one, or they can drop it on that one. And it's a lot harder for them since 9/11. Excuse me.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it's a lot harder for them to stage something where they can really get caught, where they run the whole thing themselves. It's easier to just use a crisis that's either already there or that's easier for them to hide that they're behind to then pose as the saviors. Wayne Madsen, look at who they chose, this Al Gore minion, who's always presides over divvying up any crisis, divvying up the billions to insiders. No medical training, no intelligence training, no military training. And then Obama golfs all day and doesn't even have Ebola meetings. What's it look like to you?
Well, Ron Klein is a Washington fix-it man. He's, he was the guy that led the Gore operation in Florida when we had the contested election in 2002. I'm surprised. Where is the Surgeon General in this? I know there's not a confirmed Surgeon General. The Senate has dragged its feet on confirming Obama's pick. But there's got to be an acting Surgeon General. I mean, where is somebody like C. Everett Koop, who was in the front of the of another disease that looks like it was traced back to CIA petri dishes of the 80s, and that was HIV/AIDS, decimated Africa's population. And the first people that actually brought it to the Western Hemisphere were Cuban troops fighting against CIA proxies in Angola that were infected when they got back to Cuba. And then, of course, we had the Mariel boat lift. And, well, we know the rest of that story, how it spread over here. But anyway, Klein is a typical Washington fix-it man, and he's a PR flack. So, just a few days ago, we heard that a lady on a shuttle bus at the Pentagon was heading down to the Marine Corps Commandant's Change of Command ceremony at the Marine Barracks on A Street in downtown D.C., and she started projectile vomiting, and then she said she had just been in West Africa. Well, we see what happens when you bring a guy like Klein on board. They said, oh, that lady never even had a passport.
So and we've got aircraft coming in out of West Africa, people dying, vomiting. They land at NYC, JFK, yeah. And they say, no problem. They don't have it without a test. I think it's safe to say, Wayne, that clearly they're covering up how many cases are in Africa and here.
I think so, because this is why they bring a guy like Klein on board, because he's going to put pressure on the corporate media to keep it quiet. You know, anytime we see something like this happens, it's just like 9/11, by the way. Remember they told people, well, you didn't see what you saw. Sorry, you had your facts wrong. And, I was just, as a matter of fact, last month I was in New York speaking on 9/11. The commemorative function, and there's some new photographs that were released of that, and they were telling even reporters on the scene, oh, you must have been mistaken. It's the same thing. It's how the government deals
sure.
with catastrophes.
Eddie,
it's, Yes.
Absolutely. Eddie, thank you so much for the call from New York. We're going to come back and go to Daniel, listening on WBCR 1470 in Knoxville, Lona, Charlie, and Sean, and many others. Wayne Madsen is our guest. Wide open phones, 800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Walking corpses, waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I hear a voice. I know.
You're living here,
British hell.
Ain't no mystery.
Why I'm in misery. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com is our guest. He's with us to the bottom of the hour. We'll talk some about his book before he leaves us, The Star and the Sword. Well, they want to lock a bunch of people up and put us in their pretty pens once an epidemic turns into a pandemic in this country. And I always go back to this because for me it's what really hits home. That if you watch the news and read the newspaper for 25 years like I've done, 20 years on air, but if you're like 60, 70 years old, you've been doing it for 40, 50 years, how do you not know that some shadowy shadow government, COG that Eisenhower warned about, isn't in control? And then the documents all come out in the church hearings in the 70s and confirm it all. They just know the public is ignorant of all these facts, so they play this game going, oh, he's a conspiracy theory, or he's crazy. Thousands of different tests, hundreds of them lethal. In some cases, one of those hundreds of lethal secret programs would kill thousands of people, sterilize hundreds of thousands, kill millions. HIV, clearly cooked up by the Navy and the Army. Clearly, they had declassified programs for autoimmune viruses to reduce population. You got Bill Gates running around and the Rockefellers talking about it constantly. These outbreaks keep happening in Africa. When the average liberal trendy goes, well, there are too many people. But then they'll tell you you're a racist if you don't support government-run health care. I mean, it's like crazy that the big secret religion is population reduction. And then people say, well, Africa's population still went up. Must not be doing too good killing everybody. Some African countries, 45% of the people have HIV. Tens upon tens of millions have died. And now Ebola's popping up that we know our governments were souping up. South African, European countries, Israeli, U.S. I mean, I played a BBC News clip earlier about it. It's on Infowars.com that they weaponized Ebola. They had Ebola that was airborne in 1989 on the East Coast that got out. Of course they're making this stuff. And then we go, hey, the groups that make this stuff, maybe they're behind it. Kind of like maybe the government's behind the anthrax attack. Turns out it was U.S. government anthrax. Then they had a whole bunch of patsies they tried to blame. I want to go to your phone calls. Wayne Madsen's our guest. But Wayne, finishing up on this subject, again, former NSA officer, whistleblower, talking to your sources, where do they think, and where do you think this Ebola thing is going? I mean, you pretty much came out and said that you think it's a false flag and where it originated. And what's their bottom line here? Because politically, it's hurting them not to respond. But more and more, they know he's a lame duck, so they don't care. They've got pardons. They can resuscitate him in the media later, like they've done the Clintons and the Bushes and others. What's the grand plan here?
Well, my fear is that, we've had Hollywood doing a lot of predictive programming on this. The latest one is this Planet of the Apes movie, where most of the human population is wiped out by something called simian flu. We know that Ebola is transmitted also from non-human primates, monkeys, chimpanzees, and gorillas. So my fear is what they're doing is they want to set up the first regime in the United States where they're going to have mandatory quarantine regions. They're going to have mandatory checks. They're going to highway checks and get people used to what happens to them every day at the airport is going to happen on interstate highways and other major roads. And where will they set up the checkpoints? Wherever they darn well please. You can imagine that way stations and toll stops are just made to order for this type of thing. But that, I think that's where we're going. They want to condition the American people to be able to do internal travel prohibitions and at the very least travel checks.
And Bill Clinton wrote back in 1998, we cover it in my 2000 film, Police Day 2000. I mean, we show the statements, the executive orders about in the future, they would have hardened internal checkpoints at the state level, searching everyone. And a culture where you've got to give blood to get a driver's license and all this stuff, that's only begun the last 2 years in places like D.C. on a trial basis. Whatever they plan, they end up getting it, even if it's late. And you can see them, Wayne, as you just said, rolling this out. It follows where the borders open, but they have internal checkpoints at the airports. And illegals can fly, but citizens can't without being searched. And illegals can have bank accounts with no ID, but citizens have to. They're setting the precedent under this globalist model where you have internal checkpoints, but no longer national borders. It's completely upside down, but that is what they're doing.
And that's my fear, and that's why I think we have NORTHCOM involved with this, these Ebola SWAT teams. You know, late Friday, Obama did something very interesting. I'd say it's late. I'm glad he did it. He issued an executive order at like 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon when most of the media is not paying attention, basically saying there will be no more research, government-sponsored research on these coronaviruses. That doesn't include Ebola, but it includes things like SARS, MERS and influenza, avian flu, swine flu, the 1918 Spanish flu, which government scientists brought back to life after getting DNA from a dead Inuit girl, died of it in 1918.
That killed like 100 million people worldwide, and they dug it up.
Obama said all that research is to cease and desist immediately, and any future research has to be pre-approved by the government, and he put no time limit on it. I just wonder what happened when he started looking at things like Ebola, how this thing started. Did he actually find the government's own fingerprints on this? And he said, well, I can't stop research on Ebola because it's a clear and present danger, but all this other stuff, like what's been going on at the University of Wisconsin in Madison on resurrecting the 1918 flu by recombining DNA from dead viruses to current viruses.
That's insane.
He stopped all that. He stopped all that. I hope it stays stopped, but a lot of people in the medical community applauded him for that. But I just wonder what triggered, because we know he doesn't do this unless, you know, he's pressured. He doesn't take these initiatives on his own. I'd be very interested to be a fly on the wall inside one of those Ron Klein meetings to hear what prompted this action.
Well, as I've always pointed out, the 36 level 4 bioweapons facilities under BioShield are the clear and present danger, because they've got some of them in level 2 facilities with level 4 pathogens on the coastline in Galveston, a city that gets wiped out every decade. I mean, it just got wiped out 6 years ago and it wrecked the facility. I mean, here's an example. Lionfish in the 80s, when a hurricane hit Miami, something like 14 of them that were in a tank got out, and now the entire Caribbean and Atlantic are just full of them because they breed so fast, killing everything. It's an invasive species, poisonous, and it's all because they had no natural predators in this area. Well, I mean, that's a fish, folks. Imagine all these facilities with zoological crossing it. It is a recipe for disaster. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Daniel in Tennessee, listening on 1470 WBCR. Daniel, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. I'll be I'm watching the clock. I'll be to the point. First of all, I call him all Alibaba because he's a prince of thieves and liars. Anyway, you asked at the beginning of the program on your opener there, Alex, that what do you think is the next step? I really believe, and I speak professionally, I really believe that his next step is going to wait until after the November selection. Then he'll declare martial law and appoint himself president for life. I do not underestimate this devil. Thank you for listening.
Well, thanks for holding to say that. We're going to skip this network break because this is so important. I want to go to everybody. You know, it wouldn't help the establishment to keep him in because politically he is worthless right now. People are exiting his events en masse. Reuters reports Obama makes rare campaign trail appearance. People leave early. But they do so many crazy wild cards now. Obama could be the false flag. They could assassinate him or try to and blame it on a libertarian or patriot group to create a race war or civil war. Or they could wound him, and then he would declare he was, you know, a dictator during the emergency transition. Who knows? Wayne, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, although we are, I think we are suffering in this country from a plutocracy. We don't get a lot of choice for president. D.C. also, they don't want to keep the same people around. They get tired of, you know, his magic has worn off. And now we're talking about, you know, in 2016, well, it's Hillary Clinton or maybe Jeb Bush. Here we go again. Bush v. Clinton. There's some talk of Romney. I mean, he's not going away. But so that's the choice we have. It's not much of a choice, but they do get tired of their heroes in Washington, and they like to run them out of town and get
sure.
Somebody else in there. But somebody else who we all know is part of the system.
Sure. It's like shark teeth. I mean, once they get dull and used, another row rolls forward. So I don't see them keeping Obama in, but what about the false flag of them actually taking Obama out?
No, I think, I mean, I am surprised at all these revelations about the Secret Service. That was one agency that I found it was very hard to crack that as far as getting sources. The only time I actually had any sources was in the 1990s during that whole Monica issue and the fights between Clinton and Hillary. I found out where the watering hole was for the president's protective detail. And I used to hang out there on Thursdays because I knew that's when they were there. And I got all the stories about her, throwing ashtrays and lamps at him. But that's the only time there was a crack in that very, very secure wall of information about the president from the Secret Service. But all these recent disclosures about the cars in Colombia and all this other stuff.
Well, the FBI leaks that Hillary literally chews the carpet, and that was confirmed. I've had some Secret Service.
Later. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Heard that in L.A. later, in about 98. I was there right after the three-day Columbus Day, holiday, and I was actually in Beverly Hills, and I heard that her and one of her friends was, holed up there over the weekend.
Well, that was not a double entendre when I said that she's on the carpet. I mean, literally throws fits on the ground.
Yeah.
But now I get your, we all know it's public now that she, anyways, let's move away from that subject for a moment. Do you think that would be an issue in the campaign, though, that they now admit she's got a string of girlfriends and is probably more of a sex addict than Bill Clinton?
Well, it didn't seem to hurt Obama because everybody in Chicago seemed to know about him even before he was president. So, I guess this is the new, this is the new paradigm now. It used to be that you could be blackmailed for stuff like that, but I guess nowadays, even though they're not out, they're not open about it. I guess they don't fear the blackmail.
Well, anymore. I mean, I think it's selective because you'll see them go after libertarian or conservative people. Yeah. For absolutely nothing, and then the Democrats can swing by chandeliers. That's my problem with it.
Right. I was recently attacked when I went to a conference in Tehran of authors and journalists and other people, clerics, and Senator Mark Kirk from Illinois decided to attack me by name for going over to what he called an anti-Semitic hate fest. But, I just put the word out. Hey, look, when I was investigating Obama in Chicago, I also found out that Senator Mark Kirk, who was divorced after 18 years of marriage, was also known to be a closeted homosexual, and then he had a stroke, but he's still in the Senate, ostensibly representing Illinois Republican family values. So here we go again with more hypocrisy from.
Well, I'm a libertarian. My issue is that I'm a Christian and have a lot of those values, but I don't like the Pharisee arm of this using it to attack people and demonize people. That's why I don't get into the whole issue. But then on the reverse of that, you have the mayor of Houston wanting to arrest and subpoena preachers that are criticizing homosexuality. Whether you agree with that or disagree with that, I mean, this is getting dangerous when they're going after the First Amendment.
And it sounds like Rahm Emanuel may be her other advisor, the mayor of Houston, based on his time as mayor of Chicago. I thought it was interesting that the woman who was basically challenging Emanuel recently was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and it looks like she won't be the candidate.
Oh.
She was best placed to beat Emanuel, so here we go again.
Well, they declassified. They've got those fast-acting cancers.
That's right. That's right. And I think Hugo Chavez and what happened to him is proof positive that Sidney Gottlieb's work at the CIA has been perfected and is still in use today, not only with Ebola, HIV, and this other stuff, but also with these targeted because Gottlieb basically came up with medical ways to dispatch Patrice Lumumba in Congo. Here's Congo again, and also Fidel Castro in Cuba.
Well, I want to keep you a little bit longer if you can so we can get your take on Kill the Messenger, but I want to take calls. Have you seen Kill the Messenger?
I did, and I was in email contact with Gary Webb shortly before his death, and he contacted me because I was doing an expose of a company out of Dallas called...
Hold that till after calls, because here's the deal. He was in contact with me. I was going to put a website out for his new book. There was going to be another book after Kill the Messenger. He'd written that, proving the whole network. And he was telling people that he was getting threatened. He told me that. He told Free Ricky Ross that. And then they killed him. And then they had this known CIA guy who bragged he was in the CIA threatening me and saying I was full of it. And he was going to sue me. And then it turned out Webb didn't like him and had criticized him. I don't want to speak ill of the dead. The other guy's dead now, too. But it was just amazing that they killed him, Wayne. We'll talk about it in the next segment. I got to go to calls, but... It's just amazing how they killed him. He was awesome. Lona in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call. I have two comments for you. This is Lana in Salt Lake. And first of all, I want to tell you that I buy the bottled drinks at the health food store, and then I recycle those bottles with the ProPure water. I put them in the six-pack bags that you can get at Whole Foods, so they're ready to go. We don't have to drink out of the poisonous plastic bottles anymore. And then the second comment I wanted to make, I was out one Friday with some friends, and they were contrailing the skies in Salt Lake like you cannot believe. The worst I have ever seen, ever. And they were crisscrossing the skies, and I thought, this means victory. This is a victory for them. I came home. I listened to your show. You had announced that they had introduced Ebola into the country, and I believe it was their symbol that they made victory.
All right, Lona, thank you so much, and God bless you. I want to move quick here, but there is geoengineering going on. It is classified, but the fact that they're spending billions a year is not. And guess who heads it up? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation again. I want to go to Charlie, and I want to go to Sean and Lucas and others here in a moment. But bottom line, where is Bill Gates in the power structure? It seems like he's involved in everything.
Yeah, and now we know with more revelations about the close connection between private companies and NSA. You know, these companies said, oh, well, we didn't know that the NSA program was going on. Well, now we know, in fact, they were involved with it. I reported many, many years ago that Microsoft actually has an office at NSA in Fort Meade to handle basically surveillance issues of people using Microsoft products. When NSA had an issue breaking into some password or firewall associated with a Microsoft product, there was a help desk manned by Microsoft people at NSA that they could call and resolve these issues.
So but that's what you reported 20 years ago when you first went public, was that every major telecom had whole floors with the NSA hubbed in.
Yeah, and AT&T was part of it. As all remember the Clipper chip. These companies were all trying to make money on that while at the same time they said, well, we're opposed to the government trying to control the private users.
That's the key, is they were paid in aggregate billions a year to, quote, service it all.
Right, exactly.
And so now the NSA is rolling out its own wireless network to cut out the middleman.
Yeah, the only guy that fought against that was the CEO of Quest, Mr. Nachio, and they put him in prison because he wouldn't play ball. They got him on some insider trading trumped-up deal, which, you know, these federal prosecutors can indict a ham sandwich if they want to.
It's amazing, Wayne. We're going to go to break and come back and take more calls. We'll just keep you the whole rest of the show if you can do it. You're always so interesting on air, and I think you're on fire today. But let's start getting into web right now, and we'll come back with calls. I've been physically attacked and told you better shut up. I've been death threatened. I've had them call up and describe what just happened in the front yard and the backyard and say, yeah, we're listening, buddy. And, you know, it's a really mean guy's voice. I've had the women call up and run psyops on my family, on my wife. I've had them infiltrate the operation. I don't even want to get into it. It's just unbelievable. But that's what I expect doing this. But I just don't know how they find so many evil people to be part of it. It's so creepy, and it's so illegal. And then Gary Webb, who had another book coming out, a website coming out, he was talking to all these alternative journalists. He'd left the San Jose Mercury News. He was vindicating himself. And then he had people breaking in his house over and over again, and then they shot him twice in the head. I mean, how obvious is that they killed him? But then I'm blown away that the movie comes out and pretty much tells the truth. What does that say about Hollywood?
Well, you know, how many times have we actually seen Hollywood give news that we can't get from the news? I mean, it's kind of all messed around, topsy-turvy now, where we actually, people watch get their news from Jon Stewart, a comedian, than from, you know, than Brian Williams or these other talking heads on these other networks. But Webb contacted me because I was looking at this company called Affiliated Computer Systems out of Dallas, and this was in 2004, and I was concerned based on what I was hearing that there was going to be another attempt to manipulate the election, as we saw in 2000 with the voting machines. And ACS was very tied in with the Republican hierarchy, and I was investigating.
And again, he died right then. Let's come back. Let's talk about that straight ahead. I mean, Gary Webb was digging into a lot of stuff. He was an award-winning journalist, and they killed him and then scared everybody around him to go along with it being suicide. That happens to me, folks. I will never commit suicide. 100%. Know it. And neither will Wayne Madsen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up.
You want answers?
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to finish up with Charlie and all the callers that are there, Sean and others. Wayne Madsen's our guest. I do have John Bowne's report. We haven't aired yet as well. We'll get to that on Ebola. The CDC now announcing can last 41 days in a certain percentage of people. This is getting crazy. Clearly mutating. We are carrying a new film that's exclusively available for the next few weeks only at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. There's no place like Utopia, a Joel Gilbert film, that's even more powerful than Dinesh D'Souza's new film and more to the base of showing what collectivism is really all about, total social control. They take the good idea of helping poor people and turn it into a system of actually enslaving. Very powerful film. There's no place like Utopia. And it's not pre-order. It's shipping now for $14.95, and your purchase supports Joel Gilbert and the InfoWars operation. There's no place like Utopia. Available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888 800-253-3139. Don't forget, we have the Made in America Ebola shirts that equate Obama with the disease of tyranny. Very effective. Those are selling out very quickly if you want to get those, but the blood splatter one and the regular one, it's fake blood, folks. And then we also have the Molon Labe come and take it shirts and a bunch of different designs, and also a tight-fitting one with gold foil for women. I think it's one of the best-looking women's Second Amendment shirts out there. That's at madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Madein1776.com is just a subdivision of that. Just like InfoWarsLife.com is just a sub-area of InfoWarsStore.com with the very best, bar none, in my view, supplements out there. We set out where other supplement makers, you know, will spend $2 on a product and sell it for $30. I'll spend $18 on a product and sell it for $30. Or we'll spend $10 on a product and sell it for $25. Still a markup, still funds our operation. But we go to some of the biggest, most respected manufacturers in the country, and we just go, we're going above and beyond organic standards, government standards, everything standards, and we're going with the most powerful dosages. And they're like, wow, you're going to put $40 in one bottle, like DNA Force, of just one of the compounds. Each bottle has that much of one of the compounds in it. The BioPQQ, the CoQ10, all of it. These are nutraceutical over the top. R-iodine. Try it next to all the others. Blow you away. Double the strength of leading competitors. 50% stronger than our last formula that's still available. People say, this doesn't taste horrible. Why does it taste different? Because it's not mixed in alcohol and it's true nascent iodine from a crystal source, not a seaweed source that we believe from our research is not true nascent iodine and bounds to the alcohol. This is in a organic palm oil. And for me and my family and my research, I believe for my immune system and for bolstering my body's defenses, it's just as important or more important than colloidal silver. And iodine is something you got to have. Colloidal silver is not something you got to have. Without iodine, you die. And there's a big conspiracy with them lowering the allowances down to nothing. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stock up with your preparedness cabinet. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The Lung Shield is a whole bunch of essential oils and other key extracts. Concentrated. This isn't like normal throat sprays that have some menthol. It's so thick, though, you got to, after you use it 10 times, you know, kind of wash out the sprayer because it will clog. It's super thick in the bottle. It's oil. There's not fillers in this stuff. We checked into the leading competitor's throat spray, and it's like $1.50, and they sell it for $20. Okay? We go over the top and put like $10, I think it is, of product into it. So it's just, if you want real hardcore stuff, this is it. And it supports InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the nightly news, the reporters, the writers, the researchers, the great people running the show right now, the customer service people, the graphics folks, everybody here. And we're trying to expand in the face of this tyranny. I'm not going to risk my life and just, you know, wait by the wayside here. Wayne, I want to go to calls and then finish up on Gary Webb. But first off, tell folks about your new book at WayneMadisonReport.com.
Well, it's called The Star and the Sword. And you know, ever since 9/11, I'm actually right now pursuing yet another angle on 9/11, which came to me just recently. But you know, people said, well, these, you know, I was the one who received this DEA report on these mysterious Israeli art students who were penetrating security in various places before 9/11. And then, of course, I got that list, remember, of all the suspects that had ADA and all the rest of the hijackers and all these other Saudis and other people on it. And in addition to the guy who was running the urban moving systems, the Israeli-owned moving company in New Jersey. And I said, you know, I got thinking, people said, no, the Israelis were behind it. No, the Saudis were behind it. But, you know, what we see with ISIL or ISIS or Islamic State or whatever they're calling themselves this week, you know, they're being supported by not only the Saudis and their friends, these potentates on the Persian Gulf, but also, as we see in the Golan Heights, they're being supported by the Israeli defense.
And that's not anti-Israel when it's in the Jerusalem Post that Israel's government is supporting Al-Qaeda. It's a fact. And as you said, why did Fox News, when 9/11 happened, they did four reports on the Israelis getting arrested as well? Was that some inner blackmail fight going on?
I heard it was Cheney had had a big fight with Ben Sharon, Ariel Sharon, the prime minister of Israel and wanted to send a message to the Israeli government. Look, we know what's going on. And he handed part of that DEA report. It was about 64 pages, if I recall. He handed part of it to Britt Hume, who attended the vice president's Christmas party in early December 01. And then, of course, you know, a week and a half later, Fox ran with that four-part series. I heard that was what prompted it. But, you know, remember back in Desert Storm, Saddam Hussein was firing scuds not only at Israel, but also at Saudi Arabia. These two countries, I'm suggesting in the book, The Star and the Sword, have had a long-term relationship going back to the 70s and 60s with a group of intelligence agencies called the Safari Club. But even back to post-World War I, when the first Saudi king, Ibn Saud, sent a letter to Chaim Weizmann, the head of the World Zionist Movement, saying, look, we Sauds have no problem with you establishing a homeland in Palestine. That's history. And some people want to ignore that history, but I would suggest that link between Riyadh and Jerusalem has been around a lot longer.
Why would Saudi Arabia want to overthrow Libya, overthrow Syria, overthrow Egypt, overthrow Iraq? I mean, I guess so they can take it over.
Part of Netanyahu's 19, he came out with a plan in 1996 called a clean break or securing the realm. It talked about overthrowing these Arab governments and replacing them with warring factions. There was also the Ogded plan formulated by an Israeli in 1982 that called for the same thing. So when we saw Wesley Clark come out and say he saw a list of governments that we're going to overthrow in the region, it's the same list. It's the same plan. Clark didn't disagree with it. He just said he saw it after 9/11. Look, what Clark saw, the Odette plan, the clean break plan in Netanyahu, which was
sure
basically written by Richard Pearl, it's all the same thing. And we're seeing it played out now with ISIS.
Sure.
Realize the ISIS represents 12,000 mercenaries from 81 different countries. A lot of them haven't stepped foot in a mosque in their entire lives. They have no linkage to Islam. So what do you call that? It's a mercenary army.
It's a CIA secret army. And my issue is, if these Arab countries are really attacking us, it'd be one thing. But over and over again, the West stirs them up, arms the radical group to go into friendly countries like Egypt, try to overthrow them. But this is the same thing. Shut our businesses down. Shut our economy down. It's not an American government or even Israeli government. It's just these criminal networks that get power out of crises. And then they're taking my liberties and your liberties and our children's liberties in the name of Al-Qaeda that they run. I want the fraud to end.
And
it's like they're letting Ebola in, and then they're going to let it get out of control.
They're not going to stop with Iraq or Syria. They're going to. When I was in Iran recently, I was on in a car traveling between Shiraz and a town on the way to the Persian Gulf, and I noticed Iranian police were stopping cars, and I asked, what are they doing? And my driver said, oh, well, they're stopping people that look like they're Arabs to see if they're members of ISIL. I said, interesting. You think they're in the country? And then I started asking. And yes, they crossed into over the Iranian border. They're going after the Iranian government next. And we also had a situation in Syria where the largely Tunisian commanders of ISIL were actually turned on by Chechens and from Georgia, the Republic of Georgia, and Uyghurs from Western China. They beheaded these guys. These were pretty good commanders, and replaced them because the CIA, the Saudis, and the Israelis eventually want ISIL to go after Russia and China, and Chechens and Uyghurs are the ones they're going to use to do that. And look what's happening in Hong Kong right now. These protests are a carbon copy of what took place in Maidan Square in Kiev. This is a direct assault on China. ISIL is not going to stop in Iran. They're going to go into Western China. They're going to go into Southern Russia.
All right, we got to go to calls. They've been holding. Charlie in Canada, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Sean, Indigo Kid, and Anthony. Go ahead.
Alex, I owe you a heartfelt thank you. I've had a disease called sarcoidosis for 25 years, been critically ill for 14. I ordered the oxy powder, and it knocked it out of me literally in 6 days.
Well, we can't make medical claims, but I only sell stuff that's blown my socks off, literally. Oxy powder, it's time-release oxygen, releases in the small and large intestine, or large and then small intestine, and it just other herbal flushes and stuff are very painful. This is just life-changing. I was pushed for a year to carry it, pushed for a year to promote it. I was just like, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm not into that stuff. And it really has been amazing and made my waist size go down personally and has just done a lot of stuff. I mean, what happened when you took it?
Well, at first, I got, you know, it wasn't uncomfortable. I kind of felt my stomach bubble up a little bit, but it wasn't too bad. And literally the next day I woke up and something was different. And within 2 days, I was out walking around my house again. There are parts of my house I haven't seen in 10 years, literally.
You were in so much pain in your stomach?
I had joint pain, hives. I had lesions on my head that are healing now. My system has been so toxic.
Well, they say 70% of the immune system is in the gut, and so if that's messed up, then you just literally, I mean, most skin stuff, dermatologists will tell you, is based in the gut. And look, John Harmon told me today, in fact, John, if you got the mic hooked up there in Minnesota, we're in Austin. Come on and tell folks what you told me today about OxyPowder.
Sure. I just popped in Alex's ear and told them that I do take the phone calls here at the network. And just influx of callers calling in about the OxyPowder, just saying, hey, I need to be on the air necessarily, but just pass on the word that stuff definitely works.
We don't sell stuff unless I've had dramatic effects. For a year, a group's like, you got to try this. This is my star product. Alex, I'm telling you, I'll private label it for you. This is the best thing I've ever made. Hollywood all uses it. Look at this, look at that. And he goes, Alex, you want to be healthy? You've done this stuff, do this. And I'm just like, you know what, man? I don't want to go on air and pitch something for my intestines. I mean, talk about what it does. But I go, okay, I'll take it. Unbelievable. Started taking it about 2 months ago. Only take it a few days a week. Take like 5 capsules at night. In the morning, just get ready. And my stomach, my mom, I was at my parents' house with the kids swimming Saturday, and my mom walks over and she goes, are you on something? And I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, you've been working out hard and looking better, but she goes, my God, you look like you're 20 again. Your muscles, your stomach, it's almost gone. What is going on? And I said, iodine and OxyPowder. And I said, I'm scared of this, you know, Ebola, so I'm taking everything now. I'm finally just taking the full amount, not forgetting every other day. And she went, well, I want some of that. And I still don't look that good compared, because I've gotten in bad shape, but I look a lot better, and it's just amazing. I didn't mean to go off on a big jag. We need to send Wayne some of this and see what happens to him. But thank you for that plug, sir. Yes, it's the real deal. InfoWarsLife.com. Sean in Ohio. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Well, I'm calling from Akron, Ohio, as you well know, is the second destination of Amber Vincent. She recently was in the North Hill neighborhood here where we live, visiting family and friends.
Yeah, you're talking about the nurse with Ebola.
Correct. Yeah, she was taking care of, I think it was Mr. Duncan down there in Texas. And we got some, my wife's a nurse, and, you know, we've been really closely monitoring the situation, you know, as everyone else here in Akron, but, and there's a lot of things that don't seem quite right, and I've got a list of information here for you. I'll try to run through it as quickly as I can.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Basically, you know, there's news that's just come out here locally. I'm not sure if it's national yet, but before, you know, she had treated Mr. Duncan there at the hospital, and she had a conversation with her Reverend Glenn Lorenzo, I do believe, before she even flew up here to Akron, saying that, you know, she was very unhappy with the gear that she was given to wear while she was treating Mr. Duncan, you know, that her left.
Yeah, and then she called the CDC and said, I have a fever. I worked on an Ebola patient. Can I fly? And they said, yeah, go ahead, Cupcake. I mean, none of this sounds right. Keep going.
Yeah, they went ahead and just let her fly, even though she was symptomatic. You know, first they told us here in Akron that, you know, there's nothing to worry about. You know, she wasn't symptomatic as of the day of her flight. And then it came out afterwards that she was symptomatic as early as Friday. So she spent the whole weekend here in our neighborhood, you know, in our stores and everything else. And so, you know, everyone here is a little bit on edge. But, you know, there's been a lot more going on in this neighborhood prior to this.
What's your bottom line so Wayne can comment?
Well, basically the bottom line is that, you know, Metro Health came out recently here, which is a hospital, Cleveland Metro, saying that they are prepared for Ebola. And, you know, Mayor Don Pasquale here in Akron said, no, we are not ready for that. You know, we want them to be, if there are anybody that becomes symptomatic, we'd like them to be shipped out to a proper hospital that can deal with it. Margo Irma, which is the Summit County Public Health Department spokesperson, said that they would
sure,
like
it's a total disarray. I got to jump for other callers, Indigo Kid and others, but, I mean, we get the basis of what you're saying. Could this be, I mean, Ebola's real in Africa, but could this be a simulant with people that think they have Ebola? As Mr. Steele said from the CIA a few weeks before this broke, that it could be a simulant and something to create panic. What's your take, Wayne Madsen?
Well, we are getting into flu season after all, so people could get confused. But, you know, remember Obama hosted this Africa summit about a month and a half ago or so, 2 months ago. And I said then, I said, why in the world would he be having these private executive jets fly these leaders in who won't be going through the normal security checks or customs immigration checks at the airport, because many of them flew into Andrews Air Force Base and others flew into Dulles and went through the VIP lounge there. And I you know, and then we had Frieden, this Tom Frieden, the Dr. Frieden, the head of the CDC, say, oh, well, Ebola will never be a problem here in the United States. We're not worried about it. And I said, then I said, this guy sounds like a quack. And you know what? His job before he was the head of CDC was, and he was Mayor Bloomberg's director of public health in New York. He's the guy who came up with the ban on big sodas. And I mean, can you imagine this guy goes from big sodas to Ebola? I think he should go back to the big sodas and leave the CDC.
A bunch of control freaks. All right. Thank you. Indigo Kid and Anthony and Janero, I think is how you say it. Your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Nanoparasites, termed viruses, infect the iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasite set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Indigo Kid, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen, our guest. Go ahead, Indigo. Thanks for holding.
Hey, guys. Well, because Ebola has gone airborne in the sense of these flights from West Africa, I wanted to launch something called Operation Airborne Ebola. And just thinking, if people wore the T-shirt I designed or your shirt, Alex, or designed their own, you know, just a permanent marker on a white T-shirt, if every time they go and take a flight in the U.S., they wear these anti-Ebola, anti-Obama shirts, that could be a big news story.
They will try to ban you wearing them, and then it will become a national news story. Everyone should design their own if they don't want to buy one from us. I totally agree with you, and just show how they – and then say, well, wait, you're allowed to fly it in, but I can't wear a shirt saying it? That's a great idea. Wayne Madsen, your take on that.
Well, I just get back to the whole thing with I don't think we're being told the truth about this. I think Ron Klein has been brought in to basically put an information cone over news coming out.
That's no job.
Yeah, basically, you know. And how many cases? There was a woman who was also projectile vomiting at one of the train stations in Boston. And you know, they try to say, oh, no, well, she.
You got Nigerians getting off flights, dying in Houston, dying in New York. Vomit everywhere.
Exactly. And I just I'm not buying it. But, you know, we're talking about Gary Webb earlier. I think Gary set the gold standard for shoe leather investigative journalism. I was so happy he contacted me by email, and I never believed he killed himself. I got into a heated argument with somebody who I knew very well. And who worked with, I worked with this guy who insisted it was suicide, and I was just, I just publicly disagreed.
Yeah, that was the guy with the connection to the CIA.
Yeah, same guy. Yeah, I think it's the same. Yeah, it's the same guy. But I talked to many other people and said, look, you know, the one thing the movie said is he got out of journalism, but when he called me, he was working for an alternative newspaper in Sacramento, and he was investigating the same company, ACS. For red light camera fraud, but I think he was looking at it. He contacted me because he knew I was looking at them with potential election machine fraud, voting machine fraud. And I think he had other information. I think he had a great career ahead of him.
Oh, they were scared of his name and the fact that he never backed off, never said he was wrong, was being vindicated. They couldn't kill his name, so they blew his head off.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I think of guys like Gary Webb and other investigative journalists I've known over the years who are no longer with us. Many, you know, died. They just got old, died of cancer and stuff like that. But I try to emulate these people who were basically my mentors in journalism. And that's why I'm getting ready to go pursue yet another angle on 9/11, because that may be 13 years ago, but I'm not going to give up on that story.
No, great job. I want to do 5 more minutes of overdrive and finish, and I'll let you get out of here after doing 2 hours with us. But I want to go to Anthony and Gennaro and Bill if we have time. But the minute we have left in this hour, folks can visit WayneMadsenReport.com if they want to see really hardcore journalism and a guy who isn't, you know, acting like he knows so many angles. He really is super informed. It is a delightful pleasure to have him on for 2 hours and be able to just hear all the factoids and data he brings up, because I've researched so much of this, and he knows more than I do on so many fronts, and that's a real pleasure to be able to occasionally actually sit at somebody's feet and learn something. That's the true mark of a master as well, is that you want to learn more and know how much you don't know. But Wayne, as we go to break here, people like Gary Webb will be remembered forever for being honorable in the arena, not backing off when they threatened to kill him and his family. He is the example of a real man, a real human, and all those that helped kill him and were part of it and who went along with it, they are a bunch of cowardly people who I don't think belong to this species. Wayne?
Yeah, and you know, the Washington Post, LA Times, and New York Times attacked him. They're still attacking him based on this movie. They should be ashamed of themselves. They are sellout journalists. They're nothing more than stenographers. They're not journalists.
They are absolute just cowards. They have no honor. Back in 60 seconds, take a few final calls in overdrive. Some stations don't carry it. Infowars.com/show.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system.
But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.